Good afternoon. We'll continue to see lots of clouds, fog, and even areas of drizzle across the region for the remainder of the day today. Maybe a passing rain shower, but that's about it, as most, if not all, of the precipitation associated with the latest disturbance is tracking north and east through northernmost New England. Temperatures, meanwhile, will continue to slowly climb into the lower to mid-40s for afternoon highs, despite the cloud cover, on an increasing southwesterly wind. Overnight tonight, skies will begin to clear out as high pressure builds in behind this system. It'll remain breezy, although the wind will flip around to the northwest, driving in cooler air. Overnight lows will be back into the 20s. This will set us up for a good-looking winter day tomorrow. With lots of sunshine in the forecast, it'll be breezy and seasonably cold with highs in the middle 30s. Another disturbance will head our way during the day on Friday. Some sunshine in the morning will give way to mostly cloudy skies, but it should stay dry through the afternoon, with highs again in the middle 30s. That next disturbance will slide through on Friday night into Saturday morning with a round of rain and some light wet snow. Rain showers only on Saturday after sunrise, as highs approach the lower 40s once again. The system will clear out late Saturday and Saturday night, and we'll expect a dry day on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds and highs near 40 again. Another and perhaps more potent system will head our way for the early part of next week. There's a chance of rain on Monday and a chance of rain and or snow on Tuesday, with highs early next week sliding back into the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, areas of moderate to heavy rain will continue to move across California. Flash flooding is a concern, as well as urban and small stream flooding in low-lying areas. Debris flows are possible, especially near wildfire burn scars. Strong gusty winds may bring down trees and power lines. Flash flood watches are still in effect for parts of central and coastal southern California. Meanwhile, high elevation snow will lead to hazardous travel in mountain passes. In the Sierra Mountains, 1 to 2 feet of snow is expected, with the highest peaks approaching 3 feet. Winter storm warnings are out for the higher terrain. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 82 degrees at Cross City, Miami, and Punta Gorda, all in Florida, to a low of 22 below zero at Stambaugh, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain showers or a drizzle and fog, and highs in the lower 50s. Boston cloudy, rain showers, drizzle, and fog in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo cloudy and windy with rain showers and highs in the middle to upper 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees, the average low 26, the record high 63 set in 2009, and the record low 1 below zero in 1976. Sunrise this morning, 7:08 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m., 9 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with a few spotty showers, snow showers, or some sleet in the mountains. Also areas of fog, with highs in the lower 40s. Clearing tonight, with lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers, also areas of fog and drizzle today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Clearing tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with a few rain showers this morning and snow showers this afternoon, also areas of fog with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with a few showers, also areas of fog and drizzle today with highs in the mid-40s. Clearing tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with a few showers and areas of fog and drizzle today and highs in the mid-40s. Clearing tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, seasonably cold, mid-30s. Some sun on Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy in the mid-30s. A chance of rain or snow Friday night and rain showers on Saturday morning, then some sun in the afternoon, lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds around 40 on Sunday. A chance of rain Monday in the upper 30s. And a chance of rain or snow Tuesday with highs in the middle 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.